I'm Colleen Jackson. I'm a fourth-year doctoral student in clinical psychology in the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences at the University of Connecticut. I recently conducted a survey, along with several colleagues, looking at individuals' understanding of Alzheimer's disease, and in particular, the risks and protective factors that are available for this disease. After looking at our data, I think the take-home message really is that exercise, healthy eating, maintaining a healthy body weight, and reducing stress really are important factors in delaying the potential onset of Alzheimer's disease. And the more that individuals, particularly middle-aged individuals and individuals in early old age, can focus on these factors, our hope is the longer that they can delay the potential onset of cognitive symptoms. The study asked individuals to complete an online survey, an anonymous survey, of which we had between 566 and 582 respondents for these particular questions. These questions looked at whether individuals understood the impact of exercise, cardiovascular health, stress, as risk and protective factors for Alzheimer's disease. In addition, these questions also assessed whether individuals knew about the genetic component for Alzheimer's disease, as well as whether or not Alzheimer's disease was the same or different from healthy aging. The results from this study indicate that individuals do indeed understand that the disease is different from healthy aging. In fact, we found that 94% of respondents accurately identified Alzheimer's disease as something that is different than what healthy older adults experience. Participants also varied in their understanding of specific risk and protective factors. So whether or not exercise could in fact act as a protective factor, a large number of participants failed to understand that was a possibility. In addition, the role of cardiovascular health protecting against Alzheimer's disease was less well understood, particularly in light of the extensive research that has been done looking at exercise and cardiovascular health in relation to the aging population. And finally, we found that individuals likewise did not accurately understand the role of stress as a risk factor for the disease, again, particularly in light of the research that is available. These results really prove to be an important add to our understanding, not only of how this disease is understood by the public, but also can impact how educational programs are designed and made available to the public. So I think that as we have come to better understand whether or not individuals understand certain aspects over others, we can then target those specific concerns, whether it's through particular programming or through education from healthcare providers, as well as better educate the public in order to encourage individuals to participate in research more. As we see the baby boom generation continue to get older, the impact of Alzheimer's disease is going to increase, really to a healthcare crisis. And the more education and the more research that can be done on this disease, the better off we hope to serve this aging population.